and Parker Squadron. So welcome to RWDRR building today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Now, the Door County Sail and Power Squadron, one of the things you do is boating checks, safe for safety circumstances.
Yeah, we have two missions. One is an educational mission. We'll have a lot of the safe boating classes and seminars that we hold throughout the summer.
That was my experience with the Power Squadron in the past.
Yes. And then, as a public service, we also do vessel safety checks, which are going through a person's boat. It's a complimentary thing, there's no charge. And we look for that they're legally equipped and that all the required safety equipment is on board. You know, the Coast Guard will stop boaters out on the lake and check for certain items to be on the boat, life jackets, flares, those sorts of things. And what we do is we'll go through somewhat the same list and make sure that a boater can pass that examination should he be stopped and hopefully avoid a fine as a result.
Do you have to have flares on boats all the time? Or is that only if you're out at night?
You have to have some type of visual distress signal, and it depends. Well, the flare is the easiest way to meet the requirement. You can use smoke flares during the daytime, or you can use a big banner. And it depends really on the size of the boat, what's required. It's a little complicated, but not insurmountable.
What are things that you have to have on a boat? I know you said life preservers.
Okay. You need to have a life preserver, one for each person on the boat, plus you need to have some kind of a throwable.
Something you could throw to somebody who was in the water and needed help?
Yes, yes. Oh. And you need a fire extinguisher, and depending on the size of the boat, you may need more than one. Over 26 feet, you need two of them. You need to make sure that your ventilation is working right, so that when you fuel up, you don't have a gasoline explosion when you start the engine again.
Oh yeah, especially that would be important on an inboard, wouldn't it?
Yes, very much so. We go through and take a look and make sure that people are carrying the right kinds of wallet cards, and make sure that the numbers on the wallet cards match the numbers that are on the boat.
It's like a driver's license and a title for a car. And your insurance.
Yeah, very, very, very much so. We do ask about insurance, although that's not our primary focus.
Insurance is not mandatory on a boat, is it? By state law. Common sense tells you you should have one.
Yeah. It's not a legal requirement, but we try and encourage that all people carry insurance. There's a number of little cards and things that are required, stickers that have to be in certain places, like an oil pollution sticker needs to be in your engine compartment and things like that. And so we kind of go through the boat and make sure that all of those things are available. Then we provide a sticker of passing that examination.
A compliance thing.
Now, that won't stop the Coast Guard from boarding your boat, but at least when they see it, they know that somebody's already taken a glance at it.
And these are dated, so you...
Yeah, they're good.
If you have one that's 10 years ago, it's not going to be the same as the one this year.
No, it's an annual certification.
That's good. Do you stop boats and talk to people, or do they have people come to you?
People come to us mostly. We'll be kicking off an event over at Quarterdeck on this coming Saturday, the 28th.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Ordinarily, Safe Boating Week this year is kind of between the 19th and the 25th, which was actually last weekend.
So we're kind of in the middle of it, though.
Right now, we're right in the middle of it. But this area, and particularly this year, has been very, very cold. So a lot of people are kind of delayed. And so we're kind of moving into things that we might ordinarily start a couple weeks ago, just now.
Does it cost anything for your examination?
No, it's completely free. We do this as a public service. We try and do as many as we can every year. And we're active throughout the county. We've got vessel examiners up in Sister Bay and Egg Harbor, several here in the Sturgeon Bay area.
And the lakeside, maybe Bailey's Harbor or Jackson Port?
Well, some of the people from Sister Bay would cover that.
Okay. Are you going to have any, you're going to be at quarterback, you said Saturday. Are there other occasions when somebody can actually come find you and find out about this?
Yeah, what we're doing this year, we're having less of the formal events, and we're having a kind of a, where the individual inspectors, examiners are adopting a marina, if you will, and kind of staying in that area. They're going to make their presence known, have a sign-up list or a schedule of when they might be available at that specific marina. And then folks can see that on the bulletin board in the office or whatever. And another thing we just do is just kind of walk the docks and say, hi, you know, are you interested in doing this? And we got a fair number of folks who just say, sure, you know, I'd like to know if I'm completely compliant. And we do it right on the spot.
I know smaller boats also have safety requirements. Would there be information available at some of the boat launching sites, too, for, like, people who trailer their boats around?
In the past, we've done vessel safety checks at some of the stores, like West Marine and that sort of thing. But for one reason or another, we didn't get a lot of response from that. We've cut back on it.
The Coast Guard is still willing to stop a small boat, too.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And does DNR also, do they enforce these rules, too?
Yes. Yeah, the game wardens will stop boats and do check the life jackets in particular.
And when they're looking at fishing licenses, they look at everything else.
Huh? Yep, absolutely.
You guys don't check fishing licenses, though.
No. We're not game wardens. We have no enforcement ability. If we find something wrong, all we're going to do is point that out to you. We're not going to issue any kind of citation.
Maybe the fire extinguisher is empty or is clearly old.
Quite often what happens is they get hard. You know, we'll take them off and we'll shake them and see that the material inside actually is mobile. Oh. After they've sat for many years, quite often it turns into a congealed mass and they're basically useless.
So you need to get a new one or get it refilled somehow. Some can be redone and some can't.
Yeah, most of the ones that people have on their boats are you need to replace the unit.
They're not real expensive, though.
No, they're on the order of $25.
I suppose, like so many other things, you can buy it. You can spend a lot of money or
yeah, not. There's sophisticated systems that are mounted in the engine compartment and will release, it used to be halon, now it's kind of a nitrogen mixed gas that will suppress a fire. And those can cost several hundred dollars, but the basic dry chemical fire extinguisher is what most people have.
Sail and Power Squadron, it's a membership organization too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So how does somebody get to be a member, if you'd like to?
Well, most of our members come through our boating courses, although we have generally opened up a lot of our courses now to the public. You know, we teach a seamanship and a piloting course every year.
I guess that's what I took was the seamanship course, and they offered it at the Yacht Club way back.
Yeah, you probably took what... It's hard to say because the nomenclature has changed, from the time you took it. You probably took what was called the old piloting course, which is not the same as the new piloting course. But we don't want to go there.
But these courses are still offered.
They are still offered.
But current and up to date.
That's right.
Like I said before, the main instructor when I took the course was Dr. Groa, and he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, we have a sail away program where we'll throw a membership and a couple of classes in seamanship and piloting and make that an affordable package for somebody who's just getting into the sport and wants to learn how to do things and would be interested in the fellowship that our organization also offers.
And you learn the rules of the road.
Absolutely.
When you live in an area where we are with all this water around us, there's no reason why you shouldn't know how to swim. And if you're really interested in a boat, you should operate it safely.
Yeah, a few years ago, I lived in Minnesota and I bought a boat to do some salmon fishing. I got the salmon fishing bug over here. And I used to trailer over to Algoma. And the first year I did that, I went out there and I said, you know, there's a whole lot that I don't know about what I'm doing. And so that fall,
that's true, a lot of us.
Yeah, that fall, I enrolled in a Power Squadron course, and I've been doing it now for over 25 years.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Algoma. Is there a Kewaunee County unit, Power Squadron, or anything like that?
No, we cover both Kewaunee and Door County out of Sturgeon Bay. The flotilla also covers Kewaunee and...
Flotilla, you mean Coast Guard Auxiliary?
Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Because they were here last Thursday.
Yes.
This is
a cooperative effort between us and them on the vessel safety checks. We both have the same mission. They're somewhat loosely associated with the government.
Coast Guard Auxiliary, it sounds like it ought to be a little bit. The Power Squadron itself.
And we actually got into this when they became more focused on some of the homeland security issues. They still continue to do some of this, but they have other responsibilities now too.
Now this is a national organization, though, Sailing Power Squadron?
Yeah, it's United States Power Squadrons, which is the name of the parent organization, is 450 squadrons, 45,000 members. It's about 100 years old. It was started in 1914.
And last time power boats became a little more popular.
Yeah, it was, it actually started off as the Power Squadron of the Boston Yacht Club, but that's... that's where it came from. And if people are interested in getting a vessel safety check, they can go to our website, which is usps.org/door.
usps.org/door/door/.
And there's a place where you can sign up, and we'll see that somebody contacts you and can get a vessel safety check scheduled for you.
And you can do this anywhere in Door or Kewaunee counties, on the bay, the lake, or even the inland lakes?
Yeah, or we can do it on a trailer. If the boat is still on a trailer, we can cope with that. I've done a number of vessel safety checks at boat launches. I don't think we've scheduled an event this year at a boat launch, but...
there are so many of them in Door County now. How would you know which one to go to, really? Other than the marinas, there aren't quite as many of those.
Marinas are a little easier, but we will go out of our way to make sure that people who want a vessel safety check can get one wherever they're located, as long as it's within reasonable driving distance for us.
Okay, again, the number, if somebody wants to set up a check?
It would be usps.org/door, and there's a vessel safety check thing on there.
And then you can go to that link and...
Yeah. Now, if you don't have a computer, I would suggest that you call Tom Fox, who's our vessel safety check chair, and who might have been doing this, except he's got an ill parent.
Oh.
And
how do you get him?
You can call him at 920-854-2417.
And he's in Northern Door County.
He's in Northern Door County.
And he's another vessel examiner. And
yeah, and he will coordinate and get you to the right person.
The nearest one that'll work for you.
That'll work for us, yeah.
And you can take care of any kind of a boat, like from a kayak on up to a great big cruiser?
Yeah, up to 65 feet, I think.
To me, that's a big cruiser.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be nice to feed these days.
Sometimes that's the case, too. Okay, well, again, Saturday at Quarterdeck Marina, though, is a good place for safety check or to find out more about how you can get yours taken care of.
Yep.
In Sturgeon Bay.
All right,
well, thank you for stopping in.
All right, glad to come.
We've been talking with Bob Sterna from the Door County Sail and Power Squadron.